Be the kind of person who dares to face life's challenges and overcome them rather than dodging them. Roy T. Bennett, The Light in the Heart. Welcome back, English Seekers. This is Nur al-Din, and you're listening to English Seekers Podcast. By the way, you can listen to English Seekers Podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts absolutely for free. Without further ado, let's get into it. Today's vocabulary is dare, and it's a verb, a noun, and we have a lot of things to talk about when it comes to the verb part, okay? So wait for it. And then we have the other word is dodge, and then overcome. So dare. Dare, as I said before, it's a verb, and you have types of verbs. You have something called transitive. What does that mean? Transitive means that this verb needs a direct object. For example, when you say, I love coffee. So you have the verb love, and then you need a coffee to add after it. So you have subject, which is I, love is a verb, and then you have coffee as an object. So in this case here, we have the transitive, that means like a verb again that needs a direct object. And then you have intransitive, which is a verb that does not need an object. For example, when you say my car broke down, so you did not need an object to add after broke down in order to complete the sentence. It's already like understandable, you know, the meaning was delivered perfectly, so you don't need a direct object. And then you have auxiliary verb. So you have also a helping verb that can be added in the sentence. What are the helping verbs? You have, for example, like can, could, shall, should, will, and all of these like helping verbs. So, and of course you have helping verbs while asking questions, while negating some sentences, like when you use do and does, don't, doesn't, and so on and so forth. So we have here the meaning of the word dare is to be courageous or brave enough to do something. For example, I want you to score the goal from here if you dare. This is intransitive. He dared all the class to answer 10 math problems in less than 5 minutes. This is transitive because we needed a direct object. No one dared say a word, especially after what they had done. This is an auxiliary verb. By the way, all the class refused to take the dare of solving 10 math problems in less than 5 minutes because the darer, which means the challenger, is a math geek. Geek means like somebody who loves something so much, like loves doing like math problems, for example, loves like painting, like he's just so obsessed with doing something. So let's move on to the next word. We have dodge here. Dodge means to step away quickly in order to avoid something that's coming at you. Like there's a sport actually, by the way, it's called dodgeball, where players try to stay away from getting hit by a ball. Okay, so it's kind of interesting, and it depends also on your reflexes. It's really awesome. For example, Spider-Man dodged the bullets as if they are tennis balls. Man, that was dope. Hey, bro, I don't have any idea how I'm supposed to pass that test. Is it possible to dodge it? Of course not. Okay, so we have here overcome. Overcome is a verb. It means that you pass a certain challenge and get the better of it. You know, these moments of, I did it, y'all. I made it. Yeah. For example, the man managed to overcome his fear of heights. He overcame his difficulty by moving on and focusing on what's important in his life. And that's it. Stay tuned for more. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. That was really appreciated. I hope that you liked this episode. Feel free to share this with your friends. See you next time.